Yeah, well, I mean, like, the thing is, you have to take Jesus at his word. He said, and this is not my words, this is what he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Notice how it wasn't, as long as you have something else that's close enough or good enough, your good deeds outweigh your bad, it's all going to work out. It wasn't like that. You know, don't forget the basis for cults and false religions is to use some element of truth and then add their two cents on things. You know, just twist scripture to mean things that just never meant to. Remember, anyone who denies Jesus is Lord has the same spirit of the Antichrist living within them, and they are not saved. So, you know, pray that those who are trapped in false religions and cults and cult-like orders would actually be released so they can hear the gospel freely and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So this is why, you know, Christianity is so different. You know, we follow Jesus. You know, Jesus is such, he's so different compared to other religions, their figures, because he's the only one to have died and come back from the dead. You know, we just celebrated Easter. We just celebrated the fact that he rose again from the dead so we could be saved. No other religion in the world has that. And, you know, so for other religions to try and say that they're, we're just as good, well, okay, well, what's the basis for you to get to heaven? Well, you know, as long as I'm doing okay, you know. No, there's no getting around it. Jesus said, I am the way.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You know what? It's really interesting, though, Pastor Andrew, because I think about that verse where it essentially talks about, you know, these things of God. Like, it appears like foolishness to those who are in the world, you know, like, because it's almost true. Been like hidden. And I just think that's very interesting. But it's a big question. I was thinking about it. I was like, how would I answer that if someone asked me, you know, why is it that you believe that Christianity is the only way to heaven? And it's a really big question. It's one of those things where it's like, man, you wish people could experience the things that you have experienced, you know, but it's hard because it's so personal at the same time.
It is. And people will say, well, people have experienced things in other religions, so isn't that valid? So you can't go on, you know,
feeling what you've experienced.
Yeah. You know, you have to go on what the word actually says.
Yeah,
Jesus said he's the only way, the truth, and the life.